directly and as quickly as they can to the middle running back, Nick Perry. The first time he hits the hole with a full head of speed. This time he kicks it out to the right. But we got a loose football, Clark.
Well, not surprised with this weather. Cass City last week had three fumbles and one interception against the Lakers, which they lost. And this fumble puts them back 2 yards, back to the 45-yard line. Third down, 7 to go for the Redhawks as they lead 6-0. We have, looks like, 8 minutes and 45 seconds left. Difficult to tell as there's a ball about out on this scoreboard.
And back at that play there, the exchange between the center and Cathrell just wasn't quite there. The ball goes right to the ground. Cathrell does a nice job. He's able to corral it. And this time they're going to put a wide receiver out to the left.
And it's a handoff to Nick Perry right up the middle. And he tries his best. He's a strong running back. He gets out for about 3 hard-fought yards out to the 43-yard line. Brought down by number 53, Austin Affer from Bad Axe. Fourth down and 3 yards to go for the Cass City Redhawks inside Bad Axe territory at the 42-yard line.
And that's just what you want if you're Cass City. When it's third down and long, if you can get half of it or a little more and make fourth down fairly short and manageable, that's the goal. Now they have fourth down and 3 to go, and they're going to spread it out. Two running backs with 2 receivers, 1 each direction.
Cathrell hands it off to Nick Perry. He has the first down, lowers that shoulder, and takes his defender across the 35-yard line out to the 33-yard line. And they only needed a yard, maybe two, and he got a whole lot more than that. Move the chains for Cass City, a fourth down conversion.
More of a traditional pro set, so to speak, Clark. You got a running back, two running backs in the backfield side by side, quarterback under center, wide receiver spread out each direction. And the handoff goes to your main guy, Nick Perry, and the other guy leads back for him, makes a nice block, and that's all Nick Perry needs to find his way for the first down, and then with a little extra, turns it into a really nice gain.
In the full house, T, it's going to be Cathrell around the left end for the keeper. He's at the 35 to the 30, jumps over a defender at the 25, down to the 15, and finally with a shoestring tackle at the 7-yard line, that'd be Bannix's number 48. Blake Collins with the touchdown saving tackle. They're going to mark him down as he dove forward at the 5-yard line. A huge gain on the keeper from Sandy Cathrell.
Well, you could see the play develop as Cathrell, basically a read option, kept it for himself, spins around to the near sideline. And as we mentioned, as that play's going on, you could see nothing but white blockers down the field and running room for Cathrell. But he had to leap over a downed lineman, and that slowed him down just enough where Blake Collins was able to come up from behind and get just enough of his shoe to knock down Cathrell near the sideline. But excellent field position, a big gain for Cass City as now they're knocking on the door.
And the 5-yard line, it's a handoff to number 10. That's Brendan Hamilton, goes to the right side, and Bad Axe's front line stops him for no gain. As number Nick 67,
Nick Schember
makes him stop for no gain. Second down and goal to go from the 5-yard line. 7 minutes before half is over. It's 6-0 Cass City.
And Nick Schember, a big man on that defensive line, weighing in at 280, 6'2", senior, making a physical tackle there on Brendan Hamilton, throwing him to the ground like a rag doll. Impressive tackle there for Bad Axe, and a nice stop on first down. About 5 yards to go for pay dirt now for Cass City.
6.5 to play, clock winding down. Mostly predominantly run game so far. Hand off to Nick Perry, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Cass City. Nick Perry rumbles in from 5 yards out for the second score of the night with 6.5 minutes before the half is over. It's now Cass City 12, Bad Axe nothing, 2-point conversion upcoming.
So much firepower for Cass City, especially when Cathrell is making big plays with his legs. Got to keep that defense honest. They do. Bad Axe isn't able to stuff the line quite enough, and again, when Nick Perry gets through that defensive line, it's all over for the defense, and that's exactly what he does as he looks at the linebacker and runs him over going into the end zone. A very impressive and physical run from Nick Perry to give them their second score of the game. 12-0 Cass City, 6.5 minutes to go in the first half as they line up for a 2-point conversion.
Full house T, Cathrell under center, 3-man backfield. It's me handoff to Brendan Hamilton, going to the far corner of the end zone. He's in untouched. The 2-point conversion is good. It is now Cass City 14, Bad Axe nothing, 6:26 before the half is over, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
City win with their second score of the night from Nick Perry, and it's a squib kick to start out. This drive for Bad Axe is brought in by number three. That would be Jesse Nye. Gets out to about the 46, 47-yard line, so good field position for the Bad Axe Hatches to start this drive as they trail 14-0, 6 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first half. Number 50 for Cass City with a tackle, big man Eric Peters.
And Cass City, they like the squib kick, keep it on the ground, get it bouncing around. A young team like Bad Axe, that's exactly what you want, is have that ball bouncing around, and you never know when one of those young kids try to make a play and it bounces off a shoulder pad. But good job there by Jesse Knight at Corral. He's actually able to turn it upfield with some momentum and give Bad Axe really nice field position here as they try to get on the board for the first time.
Direct snap to Jack Clancy. He's out across midfield, out to the 50-yard line. This is going to be a 3-yard gain, as that single wing offense proving to be somewhat effective. Brought down by number 7, Zane Reif. 70, excuse me, Mike Ziegler for Cass City. Second down, 7 yards to go, right at midfield.
Definitely has some ability, Clark, and Bad Axe can run it successfully, but that rain really threw a monkey wrench into the game plan, as they do like to air it out, try to run to the outside, use some of their speed to their advantage. Now they're going to have to, not being able to plant and cut upfield, they got to resort a little bit more to a power game, which is right into what Cass City would like them to do.
Direct snap to Ryan Wehner, and there are white jerseys all over him as he's brought down back at the 47-yard line. Leading the charge, that would be Luke Stern, as Cass City came with the blitz, marched right through the line, but we have a flag on the play.
And that came from the back judge, Clark, so I don't know. That could be multiple things.
As Congress is in session here. 5.5 to play before the half is over. It's 14-0 Cass City. Bad Axe on offense right at midfield. And it's going to be...
looks like holding.
Holding against Bad Axe.
Well, I thought he was going to give the call.
Oh, maybe.
Not yet.
We're in no hurry. Rain appears to be stopping right now.
Block in the back.
Oh.
Offense, 10 yards. Replay second down.
So block in the back against Bad Axe. Replay second down. Back to the 40-yard line now. 10-yard penalty.
Costly penalties for young teams trying to get back into this game. And those are the type of plays that absolutely kill on offensive drive.
Second down, 17 to go. Direct snap to Wehner. And we have a flag flying at the line of scrimmage and should be a false start against Bad Axe. That appears to be the preliminary call. As Bad Axe now 2 penalties in a row. They started this play at the 50-yard line. They're going to be way back at the 33-yard line.
Number 24 offense, 5 yards, replay second down.
So false start against number 24, Austin Mozak. Pushes them back another 5 yards. They're at the 35-yard line. First down marker is at the Cass City 43-yard line. Second down in a country mile.
Yeah, somewhere out by Verona Road, I think.
Wing, single wing to the left. Direct snap to Wehner's going to keep it around the left end. He has a little room to run. Breaks free of his first tackle across the 40. Spins down and is brought down by Brennan Hamilton and Sandon Cuthrell at the 42-yard line. A little bit of a gain. We'll give that one 7 yards. Still a third down and a ways to go. Third down, and we'll say 16 to go.
It's pretty close there, Clark, but a nice play there as they, again, fake the reverse. Ryan Wehner keeps it for himself and is able to make a guy miss